Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rondo looking. Rondo bounces it down low to Cousins. Turn around, no good, and the ball game is over. And the Atlanta Hawks have come away with a victory. They battled from 19 down, and they beat the New Orleans Pelicans. Back-to-back wins against San Antonio and New Orleans. And your final score, the Hawks 94. And the Pelicans, 93.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Getting you caught up with all things Hawks as we check in with Coach Bud from Delta, the official airline of your Atlanta Hawks on Rick and John.
And that was the voice of the Hawks, Steve Holman, with a great call of another win. So MLK Day, the Spurs go down to our Hawks. And last night it was Anthony Davis, Boogie Cousins, and the Pelicans going down 94-93. Coach Bud, good morning. You're on with Rick and John again. It's great to be back on with you.
Yeah, good to hear you guys. Good to be on.
Yes, sir. So, Coach, these have been a couple of exhilarating wins here. What does it do? We talk all the times about, you know, the players are developing and they need, you know, some success. But what does it do for you? You're grinding. You're trying to win all these games and to break through with a couple of these really good wins. What does it do for you, Coach?
Yeah, it's good for all of us. But, you know, I think the coaches, the assistant coaches, everybody – has been focused on those other things you just mentioned, the development, all that, but no doubt it helps. It helps the coach's voice. It helps the assistant coach's voice to just for the players to be, have a little bit of a reward and have some success. So, you know, it makes you, want to just try and get better and better and continue to develop these guys and grow them and, you know, just move forward with them.
Down 19 to a team like the Pelicans, who were coming off a huge win against Boston the night previous. What does it show from your young group to have that resiliency to fight back and win a game like that?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the probably the best things about last night, to play the way we did in the first half, to play, you know, not as well as we'd like, and they're coming off a back-to-back, and, you know, we're down 19, down, you know, 17 or 15 at halftime, but the resiliency and the stick-to-itiveness of the team, and just to come out the second half and really not change anything, just try and do it better and harder. And, you know, that third quarter, the defense to hold them to 10, you know, is just a great sign. I think, you know, it may have caught up with them a little bit. You know, I think hopefully our defense had a lot to do with it. And the resiliency, you know, that's something you look for in any team. And for us to show it last night, that was just a great sign.
Coach, I have not heard stick-to-itiveness in a long time. Is that a Hubie Brownism? Like, let's track it back. Like, where do you think you heard that the first time? Stick-to-itiveness.
All coaches, we attribute anything with great intelligence and that's applicable to basketball to Hubie Brown. He is the originator of all things. So whether he did it or not, he's getting credit for it.
I love it.
All I know is I learned more about the painted area with Hubie Brown just watching basketball than anybody in the history of the NBA.
No, I mean, you get a PhD if you're around him long enough. It's any player that's been with him, it's amazing how they rave about him. And coaches, we rave about him. And we want to listen to when he's doing the telecast. He's special.
He is. He's a treasure for sure. We love Hubie Brown, Hall of Famer. Coach Bud is on the WadeFord.com hotline. If Coach Bud can coach as a head coach for another, you know, 15, 20 years or so, he'll be a Hall of Fame coach as well. So let's talk about Dennis Schroeder last night. Obviously, Hubie would have enjoyed a 15-0 assist to turnover ratio. But, you know, Schroeder was 4 of 16. So, Coach, talk about how he sort of went from, you know, trying to score and all that and managing the assists as well.
Yeah, you know, to have 15 assists and to you know, pair that up with 0 assists, it's just, you know, it's great to see how Dennis is growing and understanding how he can impact the game and, you know, involving his teammates more. And I think it's been, you know, he's had a 34-point night, 26 made winning shots, and last night he did it a different way. And, you know, that's where, you know, I think we're excited about his growth. And, you know, I think he took a few shots that, you know, maybe were a little bit out of character and pressing a little bit, and then he settled in and just, you know, trusted his teammates and you know, Irsan and Bays and Dwayne, those guys started making shots in the second half, Marco and Malcolm, so Torian a couple. So, you know, it's just great to see Dennis mature and start to understand, you know, the different ways that that he can impact the game.
Coach, how did you navigate yesterday? I know a lot of people in this city had to deal with weather. Our bosses were nice enough to put us up downtown. How did your guys manage yesterday trying to navigate back and forth to the arena?
Yeah, well, you know, luckily or just, you know, fortuitously, we had decided not to have a shoot-around. We've kind of had a little bit less shoot-arounds the last 2-3 weeks, and so the morning wasn't an issue. We'd already agreed that we'd meet at the arena. I think guys just left their houses and wherever they live a little bit early, and, you know, I don't think anybody had a problem. You know, the arena felt a little cold, and, you know, maybe that's why we couldn't make a shot in the first half. It was still chilly in there, but somehow it warmed up mysteriously or miraculously in the second half, so it didn't really affect us much at all, I don't think.
Well, Coach, is that what's going on with Torian Prince? The last three games, he's got 10 points total, and the shooting is 4 of 18, and these are three home games. So, I mean, like, legitimately, is it kind of cool in the arena, and is that what's going on with Torian, or I'd like your read on that.
No. He just, you know, it's probably balanced out. You know, Torian had a week or two where he was on fire and scored 30 in a game, and, you know, he shot the ball just incredibly well this year, and, you know, I think he's just in a little bit of a rough spot. I don't think that's, you know, anything to do with the temperature of the arena. If he thinks that, then, you know, he's not the player and the tough-minded guy that we all think he is. I think he's just got to, you know, keep working, keep grinding. And, you know, he's been so good this year. You know, I think he will bounce back, you know, soon.
Coach, Anthony Davis was coming off 45-15 or 46-15, I believe, against Boston. What did you guys do yesterday to corral him and hold him to 8 and just 7 boards?
I think we had like 7 guys on the court. The referees didn't see our extra. We threw some extra guys out there and ran them at him and triple teamed him and quadruple teamed him. And we just put everything we had at him. And, you know, I think the week he was averaging 40 for the week or 39.6, you know, in his last 4 or 5 games. And playing 40 minutes a night, and so we just kept a fresh body on him. We threw a lot of people at him, you know, whenever he had the ball, and just tried to make him miserable and, you know, make some other guys maybe have to beat us. In the first half, they did, and luckily for us, they weren't able to sustain it for 48.
And, Coach, it's really interesting to hear, you know, you talk about kind of loading up on Anthony Davis, and they also have DeMarcus Cousins, you know, who's right there among the most talented bigs in the NBA. Like, so talk about that delicate balance between, you know, running some extra defense at Davis, but then you got this guy, Boogie Cousins, who's a double team waiting to happen as well.
Yeah, and really we did a lot of the same thing to him. You know, it made it, you know, maybe, you know, it wasn't like we were just worried about Anthony Davis. We were worried about DeMarcus Cousins when he had the ball. You know, he's maybe not quite as, you know, proficient, you know, mid-range shooter and, you know, shooting more three, so not quite as concerned as Davis there, but in the post and everywhere else, we really just turned our guys loose on both of them. So it was, you know, it's the same thing. You run guys at DeMarcus Cousins, you got Anthony Davis sitting on the weak side waiting to, you know, pound you. And it's not an easy equation, and we just decided to, you know, go with aggressiveness and go with activity. And DeMarcus was really getting a lot of the same.
Coach, we've had in the NBA the last couple of nights a few fracases. We've had guys allegedly going into secret tunnels trying to get into other locker rooms. And I saw Stephen A. yesterday and Max Kellerman screaming at each other, as they always do, that the NBA has an image problem. Rick and I don't agree. Do you think these fights portray a bad image on the league?
Well, I'll go with the first part where I agree with you. I don't think the NBA has an image problem. But I certainly would not say that, you know, these fights and these altercations and things happening are good for the NBA's image or something that, you know, the league wants to, you know, allow to continue. And, you know, I think all players, all coaches, I think we understand how important, you know, the league is and our professionalism and the way we conduct ourselves. It's part, I think, what attracts people to our game and fans. And we really don't want it in our league and our games. And, you know, things are going to happen occasionally, and there's the heat of the moment, but just does feel like there's a little bit too much of it lately. We need to, you know, do anything we can to curtail it. and just continue to grow the game, continue to grow the popularity of it. It's, you know, it's never been better. But, you know, so I agree, disagree, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. So obviously and unfortunately, and football tragically, our Falcons are out of the playoffs. Who are you pulling for of the Pats, Jags, Vikings, and Eagles here down the stretch in the NFL?
Ooh, great question. Pats in the AFC, just, it's, you know, it's amazing to see their consistency and the way they've done it for so long. And Brady is just an elite superstar for so long. It's just, it's really cool to see. And the NFC is a tough one. I might have to go into the Eagles. Nick Foles, University of Arizona quarterback. So growing up in Arizona, I'm a big Wildcat fan. And so I'm going with Foles and the Eagles. Go Wildcats. Go Eagles.
How do you feel about Kevin Sumlin, new head coach out there?
Oh, it's the University of Arizona? I did not know that. When
yeah.
did that happen?
Couple of days ago. Rich Rod was let go, and Kevin Sumlin was
yeah.
brought in.
I think that's great. I'm a big Kevin Sumlin fan. I think he did a great job at A&M. You know, creative offensive mind with Johnny Manziel, all the things he does, and recruits. I'm excited. I had no idea. I must have been living in a cave the last few days. I usually see something like that, so... Great hire. Be excited to watch the Wildcats play some football next fall.
Coach, you're locked in, man. You're an NBA coach. You're grinding. You're watching film. You're trying to scheme the opponent. We get it, man. You're in that Fox.
We have proof of it now.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. No, but we're in that you're in that foxhole, man. So love the info, Coach. Love having you back on, and we look forward to future visits.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.